Hey guys, this is the elevator at Joe's place in Memmingen, Illinois.
I don't know. Are you in the midst of something?
Hang on a minute.
Okay, I thought it was like five. I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right, do you want me to call you back?
No, let me. I'll just move off the court here. Call me back in about 3 minutes.
All right, very good.
Bye. Come on! Oh!
We just had our first false start in history.
Yes, we did. But what? I'm in beautiful downtown Marengo, and it's snowing.
Marengo? Where the hell is that, Lou?
Marengo?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You head up the highway, Apache Peaks towards Rockford.
Good God.
Get off at the Marengo exit.
Good God, y'all.
Fusion Sports Center.
I thought Marengo was in Texas or something.
No. This is the Illinois version. You're thinking of Durango.
Not Django, but Durango.
No, and speaking of Texas and Django and Marengo,
yes.
What are those Houston Texans going to do today?
Well, Lou, we have that on your Lou's picks, of course. And what did you think of the results yesterday, sir?
Oh, I was very disappointed with the Baltimore game, although it was an outstanding game.
Yeah,
I mean, 73 points of nonstop action. I mean, it was great, but it was... You know, a little disheartening to see Peyton Manning go down.
Yeah, he's...
But then again, it was wonderful to see San Francisco just...
crush our pack.
Shred the cheese, so to speak.
Shred the cheese, Lou.
The cheese! Not to be confused with cutting the cheese.
There we go. All right. So let's pick today's games, Lou. Falcons versus Seahawks. What do you think?
I have to go with the Christian Mueller hopping on that big wagon.
Awesome.
Seattle Seahawks.
The green pants are out. Texans versus Patriots, Lou.
Texans.
Ah, you're not a Patriot.
No.
Okay, so we'll go then to next week, the 49ers versus the Seahawks. Who will take that one?
49ers.
And then the Ravens versus the Texans, Lou.
I just can't stand Baltimore. I got to go with Houston.
Texans.
Smoking Houston.
So it's going to be the Houston Texans and the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, you saw the
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, all right. So now you're not
done. All right. Wait, what are you doing?
Jump off
the wrong side of the bed there, Commissioner.
Yes. It's a little early, Lou. Lou, what do you think of nobody making the Hall of Fame?
I love it. I love it. I think it, I'm a little bit sorry that, Roger Clemens didn't get a few more votes.
Uh-huh. Even though he's a cheater.
It was the era of the cheaters.
Yeah. It's funny. Somebody brought up a good point because I was saying that Pete Rose should finally be in the Hall of Fame. Let's just get that over with. But they said that Rose violated a rule, and none of those steroid boys violated a rule. Think about it, Lou.
Well, I did think about it. not only did he violate a rule with the steroids, they break the law.
No, I meant...
I don't understand. I mean, steroids are illegal. You get caught using them.
Well, do you? Do you get? Is it illegal to use a steroid?
Yeah, I believe it is.
I don't think it is because they use steroids in medicine.
No, come on now. it's illegal for me and you to be running around with a vial of morphine, but doctors do it all the time. I mean,
Lou, I'm just not up on the drug laws like you are. So what do you think of Lance Armstrong, Lou, making his confession, speaking of performance-enhancing drugs?
Old two-nuts?
Old one-nut?
Old one-nut Armstrong? guys, you can't just survive. I think he needed the steroids. You gave himself blood transfusions.
Well,
I don't. I mean, doping. I think it got its. I get it. The capital of doping is cycling.
Yep.
You know, I don't think you could ever get a team clean in that
team
one.
Clean in cycling.
Yeah.
All right.
I think you know what? Just make steroids legal. Baseball was a lot more fun when McGuire and Sosa and everybody were hitting the ball out of the park.
That's true, Lou. And I am a proponent of that too. Make them all legal. Make them all. They can all die on the field of massive heart attacks and small.
Exactly. Penis. You know what? And then they can run around without their legs like Lyle Alzado, and yeah. They could have concussions. I mean, most athletes aren't known for their brains, so let's just let them hey, you'll get a bigger turnover in sports. You won't have a pension problem because they won't make it 5 years. And you get to see new talent every 5 years or so. I think it'd be great for the sport.
Lou, they should make you commissioner of all sports.
It'd be a weeding out process.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, Lou, that your home state of New York took Miss America last year.
My home state is Connecticut.
Connecticut, right.
The only thing with New York, I like the team that plays in Jersey.
All right, Lou, let's go to your question of the week. This is as bad as last week's show on a different level.
Breaking Bad. We got to get off this Breaking Bad. Go ahead.
All right, Lou. Lou, what is your favorite performance-enhancing drug and why?
Caffeine.
Yes.
Because it tastes so good.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. I think morphine tastes a little better, though.
Get it in coffee.
Give us your catchphrase out.
Have a great Sunday. Talk to you later.
What happened to outstanding, Lou? Go Bears! This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Fake Nut Service. When you need balls, see Lou! Uptown, downtown, all around, tell them Lou! Fake Nuts, yeah!